This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It is a great day in this nation for discovery. A discovery of what? Discovery of a small film. It's a short film. It's less than a half hour. But it is just remarkable and actually fills you with wonder and amazement and a fascination. It's extremely well made, and I'm really very glad that I watched it. I have the Discovery Institute to thank for that, and in particular, Dr. Michael Behe, who is a professor of biological sciences at Lehigh University in Pennsylvania, and he's a senior fellow at Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. He received his PhD in biochemistry, same from the University of Pennsylvania in 1978, where my dad got his PhD in physics at the University of Pennsylvania. Behe's current research involves delineation of design and natural selection in protein structures. What are protein structures? They're cells, okay? And he has a series of wonderful videos that are entertaining and amazing and very watchable and very comprehensible, even for people with no background in these fields at all, called Secrets of the Cell. Dr. Behe, always a pleasure speaking with you, and congratulations on this latest contribution.
Yeah, thanks very much. It's always great to talk with you, Michael.
Well, thank you. Okay, what you look at, and you begin with a little episode which is of concern to everybody. I mean, right now, your fellow Pennsylvanian, John Fetterman, is in the news. And so people are aware of stroke and the threat of stroke. And there's an individual who suffers a stroke, and you dramatize how his life depends on getting a prompt and capable and complex response from a first-class medical team. What does this have to do with the way your body protects itself when you get cut and when you're bleeding?
Yeah, well, we start out just to show everybody that they already know that in order to get good care, you've got to have good systems in place, things that are ready to go when they're needed in an emergency. And it turns out that in our bodies, emergencies go on a lot more frequently than you would suspect, that sometimes you get cut, or sometimes just when you're running around, one of your capillaries or blood vessels inside ruptures a little bit, and you got to stop the blood flow. You've got to contain it, or you'll bleed out. And on the other hand, like the poor fellow in the film, if your emergency system for clotting blood to stop blood flow goes off at the wrong time, you could form a blood clot that might go to your brain and cause a stroke. And so you've got to have this system within very narrow tolerances. And even though blood clotting looks pretty simple, you know, you get up in the morning and, you know, you might nick yourself shaving and it bleeds a little bit and slows down and stops. Research has shown that there are dozens of sophisticated components that are needed for the whole thing to work.
Okay, this was what was so eye-opening and amazing to me, is you had mentioned this in your film, which is about the body's emergency response system, which is blood clotting. I'd always assumed that when you have a wound and a scratch or a cut, the blood just dries and then it forms a scab, and it's just that simple. But what you show with wondrous animation, I mean, congratulations on that beautiful animation there. What you show is that it's extraordinarily more complex than that, and without it, we would have very, very serious problems anytime we had some kind of wounding.
Yeah, that's right. That's most people don't give, you know, clotting much thought at all, because, like you say, you scratch yourself and blood slows down and stops. Well, maybe just dried up and stopped things. But it turns out that it wouldn't stop. People with hemophilia who are lacking one or more of the components of the blood clotting cascade, oh, they'll just keep bleeding and bleeding and bleeding, and it can be life-threatening. But it turns out that in your blood there's a component called fibrinogen that's kind of like inactive Jell-O or something, Jell-O before you boil it up and cool it down. And it's soluble, but it's there ready to go. And when you cut yourself, that sets in motion a whole cascade of factors. Ultimately, there's another factor called thrombin, which cuts off a piece of that fibrinogen and activates it. It's kind of like boiling the Jell-O, and then when it cools down, it can clot. But when you activate this fibrinogen and it cuts off a piece of it, it turns out it changes its shape and aligns with each other, and it self-assembles to form something like a fisherman's net, which is kind of cast over the cut and slows down the bleeding and eventually stops it. But in order to turn on the thrombin, which turns on the fibrinogen, there's another factor that has to activate it, and then another factor that has to activate it. And like I said, a whole cascade of things.
And what does the individual patient have to do to install this sophisticated and very complex system?
Well, you have to pick the right parents. If you don't pick the right parents, you're out of luck. Yeah, we generally come ready-made with this. And like I said, there is a couple dozen different pieces that all have to be put together. And kings and queens of Europe were known for having hemophilia because one of their factors was not working correctly. And since they tended to intermarry in those days, they passed along that broken gene.
Yeah, this is how Rasputin got power over the Tsarina, over the Tsar and the Tsarina of Russia, right? Because they had a son who was a hemophiliac. Yeah, I mean, so this connects with all kinds of things. But leaving aside the royal families of Europe and their tendency toward hemophilia, does this same kind of protective system, does that operate on organisms that are further down the evolutionary ladder that would be?
It goes pretty far, yes. Vertebrates, all vertebrates, you know, fish and birds and reptiles and mammals and so on, all have pretty much the same blood clotting system. So how this all started is a big mystery. It's not present in invertebrates. So for some reason, the ability to clot blood appears in life exactly when you need it, when you get organisms that have hearts that are pumping blood at pretty high pressures.
So and you find this at its full complexity, you're saying, even for organisms, animals that are further down on the evolutionary ladder. So the question becomes, could this possibly be evidence for, dare I say it, intelligent design? We will be right back with Dr. Michael Behe. His signature of the Cell series is terrific, and you can see this episode that I'm talking about so rhapsodically. You can see that episode by going to michaelbehe.com. That's B-E-H-E. We will be right back. long should kids have to stay in a dangerous or failing school? In Washington, thousands of kids are assigned to chronically failing schools because they live in the wrong zip code. Michael Medved here for Washington Policy Center. If your child is stuck in a school that isn't helping them fulfill their full potential, shouldn't you have the right to find the educational environment that can? The purpose of public education is to educate children, not to maintain a specific delivery system. Go to FundStudentsFirst.com. Free history show streaming and a download of our daily show ad-free. That's what you get for all of 22 cents a day when you join us as a member, Medhead Plus. This is one of the great deals available to try to enhance appreciation for this greatest nation on God's green earth. Check it out at michaelmedved.com or medvedhistorystore.com.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Portions of the Michael Medved Show are brought to you in part by the Discovery Institute.
And the Discovery Institute is where Michael Behe, our guest, is a senior fellow. And his most recent in a series of videos called Secrets of a Cell, which is what his academic focus has been as a professor at Lehigh University in Pennsylvania, and a senior fellow at Discovery. His episode 7 of Secrets of a Cell is posted free, no charge at all, with actually invaluable insights and information. and it's posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. And also posted there is a cover story that Dr. Behe just wrote, and the theme at World Magazine is on the way that science has vindicated the words of the psalmist, "I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well." That's also what he's talking about in this video series, is the amazement of what goes on inside the human body, recognizing a purposeful arrangement of parts in biological systems, large and small, doesn't require a scientist to draw it. It was available to the thoughtful observer of life thousands of years ago. But the closer and deeper, he writes, that technology has permitted us to peer into such systems, the more evident it has become that they reflect a deliberate design. Given the fact that this deliberate design was already in place, you were saying, for vertebrate animals. Has anyone tried to suggest the way you could evolve from animals that don't have this protective function of the cells for wounds and for healing? How that could have evolved from organisms that don't possess that ability?
Well, yes, there's suggestion, and then there's a scientifically, you know, valid studies. People have kind of suggested how it might have arisen, in the sense that Rudyard Kipling suggested how tigers might have gotten their stripes. But if you look in the scientific literature and ask yourself who has conducted experiments or who has proposed a detailed and rigorous model for how we could see how random mutation and natural selection, suggested by Charles Darwin, how that might have put together this elegant and complex system, there's simply nothing there. And in the video itself, I go over an incident from a couple of decades ago, when the leading researcher on blood clotting in the world, a guy named Russell Doolittle, who's deceased now, he suggested, or he didn't suggest, he derided my idea of irreducible complexity and design of the blood clotting system, which I had written about in a book back then. And he pointed to a paper that showed that some of the components of the blood clotting system could be knocked out, and it didn't bother the experimental mice in which it was done. And it turns out that he had misread the paper that he cited, and that the mice were very sick when their blood clotting components were knocked out. And I was delighted to read his criticism, because when I saw that he was incorrect, it demonstrated the point that not even the best scientists in the world have any idea how a complex system such as the blood clotting cascade could have been put together by a Darwinian process. If you ask people, scientists in particular, biologists, evolutionary biologists, they will insist that, yes, we know, yes, it did happen, but when you go to the science library or ask for details, there's nothing there.
And what about the whole idea, because I know that when you talk about secrets of the cell, given the recent discoveries about the nature of the cellular universe, has there been any indication of a greater store of information that you can find in every single cell of our bodies?
Well, yeah, the history of modern biology is progress showing that the design of the cell, or the complexity and intricacy of the cell, keeps going deeper and deeper and deeper into levels that we, you know, the week before last, we didn't know even existed. And I think perhaps the most talked about level these days is something called metagenomics. Metagenomics. Most people know what genomics is. It's kind of the DNA in your cell and the sequence of nucleotides that gives the information to the cell to make proteins that make machines. This metagenomics is kind of a newly discovered phenomenon where different components of the cell can chemically modify portions of the DNA itself, turning it off and on. So that means something other than the DNA is telling the DNA what to do. And this is kind of a whole new level, a higher level than just the sequence of nucleotides in the DNA itself. And what this portends for evolution, what it portends for the complexity of the cell has people still running around pulling their hair out.
but then there are obviously cellular defenders who will come in to replace the hair in most cases.
Yeah, there are always apologists saying that we've got everything under control. Don't worry. You know, look, you know, these bacteria develop antibiotic resistance, so that explains everything. But I guess the bigger story is that even a lot of members of the science community these days are skeptical that Darwin's mechanism of random mutation and natural selection can explain all of biology. They're not like me, proponents of intelligent design, but at least they're now skeptical that the old theory can explain everything, and I'll settle for that at this point.
let me urge people to go to our website at michaelmedved.com to read the new cover story that Michael Behe has written for World Magazine. It's full of just gobsocking insight and information about the complexity that we enjoy every moment that we live, and what a miracle being alive really is. And then you can also go to our website and find episode 7 about blood clotting, the body's emergency response system. It was actually pretty thrilling. Shocking. It was a lot better than some of the full-length Hollywood movies that I see. But you can view that at no charge at all at michaelmedved.com. Godspeed to you, Michael Behe, and I know that people are going to enjoy exploring your work. We will be right back.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Officials are warning about soaring heating costs. The Department of Energy expects heating bills to go up about 28% this season as inflation rises. Axios reports people in states like Connecticut, New York, Pennsylvania, and Maine should expect caps on heating oil purchases as supplies dwindle. It's been months since the Uvalde school shooting, which left 19 children and two teachers dead. And parents and families are calling for consequences for the slow police response. Texas State Democratic Senator Roland Gutierrez says the public has a right to more information on the case.
They don't want to see their dead kids. They want to know who failed. And who failed was every law enforcement agency at the scene, and even the VorTeq team.
This is USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
The stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Medved. This is fame, bro. Like, bro.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
Who are you calling, bro? That was Yay, of course, and there is yet another news item about the adventures of Yay. We could cover it every single day because there's enough material. We're talking, of course, about Kanye West and using his preferred form of address. There's a report on the BBC that the shoe brand Skechers claims it had to escort Ye, formerly known as Kanye West, out of its corporate offices in Los Angeles after he showed up unannounced and uninvited. The firm added it had no intention of ever working with a rapper and designer. It comes after Adidas, the German sportswear giant, cut ties with Ye over anti-Semitic remarks he made on social media. And there's a very, very powerful piece, and I think it's a very important piece, that actually expresses some appreciation to Ye. And it's by Brett Stevens, conservative voice of the New York Times. And under the headline, Thank Ye Very Much, it says, Dear Kanye West, or Ye, we have never met, and I hope we never will. Still, I'd like to express a sort of gratitude. With a few outbursts in a few days, you threatened in a tweet this month to go DEFCON 3 on Jewish people, and it's been downhill from there. You have probably done more, Yay, to raise public awareness about the persistence, prevalence, and nature of anti-Semitism than any other recent event. It's remarkable how long it took us to get here. For 2020, the FBI reports that Jews, who constitute about 2.4% of the total adult population in the U.S., were on the receiving end of 54.9% of all religiously motivated hate crimes. On many nights in New York City, Hasidic or Orthodox Jews are being shoved, harangued, and beaten. At times, the reporting has all but accused Jews of bringing the violence on themselves, with lengthy stories about allegedly pushy Jewish neighbors or rapacious Jewish landlords. More often, attacks on Jews are treated as regrettable yet somehow understandable expressions of anger at Israel. In May 2021, Jewish diners at a sushi restaurant in Los Angeles were physically assaulted by members of a group that, according to a witness, were chanting, death to Jews, and free Palestine. A KABC report of the event was headlined in part, Mideast tensions lead to L.A. fight. Now think about that for a minute. These people were having dinner. There's nothing about Mideast tensions. It was prejudice that led to an L.A. fight. It was anti-Semitism, which is a disease. To suggest that Mideast tensions, writes Brett Stevens, led to a fight is to obscure both the nature and the motive of the assault. Imagine the absurdity of a headline that read, High levels of crime in minority neighborhood lead police officer to kneel on man's neck for 8 minutes. Actually, yay, you probably can't imagine it since you've also blamed George Floyd for his own death. But it's worth pondering the extent to which in today's culture Jews are excluded from inclusion and included in the excluded. That is, the Jewish people's status as an oft-persecuted minority goes increasingly unrecognized, while the Jewish people's position as a legitimate target for contempt and ostracism is becoming increasingly accepted. He goes on. Take the case of Israel itself. Is the Jewish state so uniquely evil that alone among 193 UN member nations, it has no moral right to exist? Or is it the unique evil of anti-Semitism that directs this kind of obsessive hatred at one state only, while generally ignoring or downplaying the endless depredations of regimes in, say, Caracas, Ankara, Havana, and Tehran? By the way, not to mention Beijing and Moscow. There are surely not the things you had in mind when you decided to go DEFCON 3 on my people. Nor were they necessarily the top of the mind for many of the celebrities who denounced you in tweets and Instagram posts. But your bigotry is as good a place as any to begin to have an honest conversation about anti-Semitism, one that will hopefully last longer than your own career's self-destruction. Honest would be to acknowledge that anti-Semitism is as much a left-wing phenomenon as it is a right-wing phenomenon. Honest would be coming to grips with the fact, as Henry Louis Gates Jr. did in these pages in 1992, that anti-Semitism infects corners of black politics as much as it infects the politics of white supremacy. Honest would be holding to account people who were complicit in your anti-Semitism, such as Tucker Carlson, who praised your bold beliefs while editing out your anti-Semitic remarks from his interview with you. Honest would be coming to terms with the extent to which anti-Zionism has become the anti-Semitism of our day, echoing the same sordid conspiratorial tropes about Jews as swindlers and imposters. Honest would also be admitting that you speak for more people than many Americans would have cared to admit. For that, but only that, you deserve thanks. One of the basic points that he is making here is that anti-Semitism at its core is claiming that a Jewish people, because of their own profound evil, uniquely don't deserve any human rights. I mean, Jewish people didn't have the right to vote in Great Britain until the 1840s. And, okay, so if anti-Semitism is basically saying Jewish people alone are singled out for not enjoying individual human rights, anti-Zionism is anti-Semitism on an international level, saying that Israel alone, of all nations on earth, does not have the right to defend itself and to defend its citizens and to even exist. That whole idea of Israel uniquely having its existence or its right to exist challenged ignores the fact that unlike many, many other nations, take Canada, for instance. I mean, Canada had for a while, a Native American or a Native Canadian majority, and then after that it was a French majority. The French were conquered by the English, and basically, what right does Canada have to exist? The fact that people came there and built a civilization. In Israel, there are different aspects. There is a historical precedent going back at least 3,000 years to Jewish people establishing a Jewish commonwealth with its capital in Jerusalem. And there's also the matter of the existence of the League of Nations in 1923, and then after that, the United Nations endorsing the right of Jewish people to live in their ancient homeland. If you disagree with that proposition, or you're bothered by some aspect of what Brett Stevens had to say, you can give us a call, 1-800-955-1776. Well, it's autumn, and if you're going to go out and look at some of the great colors of the leaves and enjoy the season, well, you get more active, and you know what? Maybe some aches and pains. I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor. We've all heard the saying, safety in numbers. Well, think again. The IRS, the country's powerful tax collection agency, is on a hiring spree. They're bringing in 87,000 new agents. Now, no taxpayer at any income level is entirely safe from IRS scrutiny or, worse, a dreaded IRS audit. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. How safe are your accumulated savings and wealth from government examination and reach? Owning gold and silver is one of the best ways to keep your wealth in your own hands. Precious metals provide a layer of privacy that's not available through a bank account. When you own precious metals, only you and your dealer have knowledge of your purchase. Now, I buy all of my precious metals from my friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick's been in this industry for 41 years, and he has established a reputation built on trust, transparency, integrity, and fair pricing. Call Nick and his team, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach. the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Medved Show, talking about the attention to anti-Semitism that has been focused by the antics of Ye, and with no attempt on his part at all to apologize or to get things straight, even though it is costing him and a lot of his business associates a great deal in terms of money. Look, for Adidas, the shoemaker, the founder of that company was named Adolf Dassler, and that's where I think it was called Adi. So it's Adi Das, that Adolf Dassler, right? He's a Nazi. When I say he was a Nazi, I don't mean a neo-Nazi. I mean an old-school Nazi with the original Adolf. And so I think it's very reasonable for Adidas to do its very best to avoid association with the memories of that mass slaughter and that particularly pure and virulent expression of anti-Semitic sentiment. Let's go to Michael in Anacortes, Washington. You're on the Michael Medved Show.
Hi, Michael.
Hey.
Hey, I really enjoyed your what you just said about Yi and his views on Jews and the rights for them to have a nation. The thing that I find totally inconsistent with is he supposedly is recently a new convert to Christianity, and if he he's obviously hasn't read the Bible enough to read where God specifically says that all the nations of the world will be blessed through Abraham. And it's a mystery to me how so many times in history Christians have been the source of Jewish persecution. It just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, you're talking about reference to Genesis, book of Genesis 12:3, where God speaks about people earning blessing by blessing Jewish people and earning curses by cursing Jewish people. And look, there is no question that Kanye, yay, and that's the way he says it, he suffers from mental illness, and he acknowledges that. He has been diagnosed with many mental illness problems. But then again, that was true of many of the leading Nazis and many of the leading anti-Semites in history. It was true of this Animal Buford, who went into the Tree of Life synagogue in Pittsburgh and murdered 11 people for the crime of being Jewish. And I appreciate your point. I do think that it is very appropriate, and I am sure that this has been the case for many of the Christian clergy and Christian leaders who may have been impressed by some of Ye's attempts to to try to express his Christianity and to have pointed out the inconsistency, which, by the way, is even more striking than the inconsistency of basic racism. Because when you are turning your hostility to one specific race, which happens to be the race in which God chose to place the founder of Christianity, that becomes, as you point out very well, Michael, and I appreciate your comment and your call, and that comes out very much to highlight that contradiction. There's also this. There's a new study. I haven't read it in its entirety, but I've glanced at it. It's published in the journal Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. And it says that biblical stories of military campaigns against the kingdoms of Israel and Judah, and all, that's very much in the Bible and biblical texts, appear to be more than just legendary accounts, according to the latest scientific research. Researchers in Israel now can say with authority that ancient Egyptians, Aramaeans, Assyrians, and Babylonians really did wage these battles. The team found evidence of these historical events in burnt remnants from 21 archaeological sites. There's a great deal of this going on. One of the big points of insistence of Palestinian Authority has been that there never was a temple in Jerusalem. And the entire idea of a temple in Jerusalem is a fraud and a fake, and it's a Jewish lie or distortion. And part of the reason they say that is because there's no proof that King David, for instance, who was originally supposed to build the temple, it was his son Solomon who built the first temple, but that King David never really existed. And they made some huge conference about this with a big claim about King David is simply fiction and made up. And they have now found a piece of pottery and a coin that are of the right age, about 1000 B.C., that say on them, David Melech Yisrael, David King of Israel, which is kind of a tough thing to fake if you're going to discredit everything that appears in the Bible. Look, all of this goes to the need to point out anti-Semitism wherever it appears, and to be fairly direct in pointing it out. For instance, something that we didn't talk about, because it's in the process of being corrected even now, but there was a policy that had been approved and defended by the dean of the University of California Law School, Edward Chemerinsky, who is, I believe, he is of Jewish ancestry. They had a policy that they adopted at University of California Law School, the same law school where John Yoo, who's a frequent guest on the show, teaches, where they would not allow anyone identified with Zionism. Zionism is the belief that the Jewish people deserve a homeland, like other people in the world. Zionism is not in any sense have to do with a belief in Jewish superiority or special rights or special privileges, nothing. But according to the University of California Law School, anyone who harbored Zionist ideas, which, by the way, would include 90% or more of Jewish people, would not be allowed to speak on campus. Would be banned from campus. And it's like the old UN resolution that President Reagan and President Bush helped to get expunged. That was something that Ambassador Moynihan, when he was ambassador to the UN, fought on. The UN had passed a resolution that said Zionism was a form of racism. And most of the left-wing and third-world nations had voted for it. And finally, the United Nations, the United Nothing, had decided to extirpate that resolution from the record, which was very important. Meanwhile, speaking about the record, there is an advocate for peace in Britain who, 51 years old, who has now admitted making hoax phone calls to the authorities, claiming that she had placed a bomb in the Palace of Westminster, the Conservative Party headquarters, and St. Thomas Hospital. Look, they have enough problems in England right now. They certainly have enough problems in the Conservative Party, though I think that the installation of Rishi Sunak as the new Prime Minister is definitely a step in the right direction. And we are going to be speaking coming up to Mark Leibovich about the future of American politics, about the idea, an idea advanced by Victor Davis Hanson, that the two parties have changed places, that right now it is the Democratic Party that has become the party of the privileged and educated elites, while the Republican Party is more than ever before a party of working people and people in the lower middle class, whether they be white or Latino or black. Have the parties changed roles? Mark Leibovich is the longtime Washington Post reporter, the author of the book Thank You for Your Servitude, which is a story about the changes in the Republican Party during the Trump administration, for better and for worse, in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word Fred and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word Fred. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.